rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls, and whatever Claude considers himself, we welcome you to this evening's edition of Spank Wagon Radio. Let's not do that all night.
Dude, is my mic on?
Your mic's on. You can't hear yourself, but your mic is on.
Hey, there you go. That's better.
You like that? I like that.
Fuck. Thanks. Kill the mood. God damn.
Oh, fuck the mood.
Got a fucking party.
It's fucking
you.
Spank Wagon, you know?
Are you the type of guy that when trick-or-treaters come to your door, you're just like, I know you're just a kid. You're not a ghost.
God, that's a great thing to do. I never thought about that. I have never thought about doing that, but that is an awesome thing to do to kill people's moods.
Or like a little boy. And no matter what the kid's wearing, a little boy walks up and be like, what are you supposed to be, a girl? Cheerleader?
No matter what they're wearing, just insult them. What are you supposed to be, a sissy?
God damn. I mean, that's horrible, dude. You're just a mean bastard to children.
Yes, I am. Well, I'm just a mean bastard. I mean, let's just get that straight out.
The thing, you're supposed to have one.
I know. Isn't that scary? Let them know what they're listening to.
You are listening to the greatest internet radio and the spookiest tonight, Spank Wagon Radio, only available at spankwagon.net.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Very nice. There's no trash can in here. There is now. Hope that's not in use. You better hide that.
Hold on, I'm going to just fold it. Let's go ahead, let's get the mics up. Okay, so how's everybody doing tonight?
Not bad. I don't even know what mic we have him on. I'll just throw one up. Okay.
There is. I think that's it right there. Okay, not yet. I want it to be a surprise.
All right.
So yes, please welcome everyone to Spank Wagon Radio. We've got quite an interesting show for you tonight.
Actually, yeah, it's our half-ass Halloween show. Every year, as everybody knows, we sort of do something, but it's always done rather half-assed.
As we promised tonight for our show, we have a special guest.
Uh-huh. And actually, if anybody was paying attention to the website or even the mothership site, lvrocks.com, they know that we, in fact, have booked our first big guest.
Our first guest. Our most monumental guest to date.
I mean, no offense to Smack showing up last night having fun, but this is our first big guest. Let's give a warm welcome. If you guys, real quick, get your webcams going. Go to spankwagon.net. Go ahead and click on the cam and chat link. You can join us in chat, and you can watch us and our guest, our very special guest tonight as well.
Should we announce who it is?
We'll get to that in a minute. First, I'm let everybody know who we are. First, I'm Trench.
I, of course, am the irrefutable Claude Balls.
Irrefutably. Mm-hmm. And like I said, this is the half-ass Halloween special with the spooky music extras.
Yes.
Ooh.
We have plenty of spooky music.
Well, at least we got some good spooky music. We don't have like shit like you were talking about earlier today. That was just people making fake screams and all that shit.
Yeah. God, I still have that, dude.
So,
you know, and... Oh, Jesus. All right. Now, I don't know how many of our guests did... Maybe you've done this at least once in your life, okay? Trick-or-treating for Halloween. You kind of deck the house out a little bit. Or at least you put on a scary music tape.
You know, I remember very well going out trick-or-treating. Someone had, like, a scary music tape.
Right. Or yeah,
and a speaker hanging out of the window by the speaker cords. Trying to be all spooky, and I'm like, you live in the suburbs, dude. It's the Midwest. It's already cold out here, and the wind's blowing. I have to wear a parka and only the mask to my costume because it's just too cold to wear the whole fucking costume. That's Halloween in the Midwest. Guaranteed on Halloween in the Midwest, you're going to have an ice storm. Guaranteed. And it always frickin' rains on Halloween back home.
That's funny. That's funny as hell. Because I had Halloween in California, so it wasn't too bad. Got lots of candy, too.
Yeah. But rich, see, it's California, man, so everybody, like...
Rich neighborhood.
Like, a bunch of creeps, like, jacked off into the candy. Oh, this taffy is extra chewy.
You know what? And that's complete bullshit. There's only been one case
I bet you
ever.
Had apples in your razor blades in your apples. Not apples in your razor blades, but... I bought a pack of Schick. Instead, I got an old Granny Smith. What the hell? No.
No, there's only actually been one case of that ever, and it's just repeated since then. The only time I've ever had... I've only had two things ever taken away from me trick-or-treating. Somebody's homemade treat, which was like a popcorn ball.
Why do they even try? Why do people even try?
We'll get the shitty gifts, Halloween gifts. But before I do that, you know, a shitty gift that I got before, which completely disappointed me, people who give away pennies.
I never understood that.
Why?
You're right. You're absolutely right.
What kind of fucking trick-or-treat prize or... Gratuity,
because, I mean, you know, it's sort of like, here's your gift,
Pennies. Shitty gift.
Give me a nickel, goddammit, quit being so fucking cheap.
Yeah, but the other shitty thing I had taken away from me, from my parents, you know, for fear, was a Jack Chick track.
Oh, I remember you mentioned that in the
yeah.
past, Jack Chick
tracks. I had the religious neighbor that gave away Jack Chick tracks, my parents took it.
Because you're going to hell, first thing.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, okay, what kind of fucking, just complete... Scrooge gives out, like, pamphlets denouncing the holiday you're celebrating.
Exactly. And you're celebrating it by participating in it. If you really want to be Scrooge, don't participate. Ah, fucking genius. All right. Real quick, because we have our special guest, and we will have call-ins for our special guest, you, the faithful listeners, can talk with our special guest.
That's
if you're
right.
in the chat room, it's pretty obvious who the special guest is, but let's go ahead and bring the special guest up on cam.
That's right. The one, the only, my father.
What year did your father die?
2000. Would you like to see? He's in his mask right now. Let me show the camera.
He wanted to wear the Halloween mask. He was thinking, hey, this will be a great little shtick. You know, as far as I could tell, man, he turns Robin into the manservant to get the mask off, put the headphones back on. So. And Virgil's like, that's a nice call. Yes, this is Claude's dad in the webcam. So what we will be doing is hopefully, maybe, we literally have the mic wired up, headsets up. You will be able to ask questions of Robert's dad and see pretty much what, you know. And then we took off the mask. You really want them to know all your name? Okay. Why don't you put it down a little? Because all we see is your hand floating. There you go. Claude's dad is sitting on Stan the O-Shitman. So there's Claude's dad. We promised a guest for Halloween. We followed through. What's great is, you know, Claude here had to put his dad in the car all day long. He was like, he's not Mike, so you can't hear Claude. He's like, he was sitting in my car all day. I feel like a bad parent. He's great. Awesome. Getting earphones back on so he can hear. Because he has to hear the callers. The microphone? Up? Perfect? Okay, thank you. So anyhow. Claude's dad is our special guest. So, normal show. Excited for you. Of course, we have our wonderful guest here with us, Claude's dad.
That's right, my father.
What do you prefer, John? We'll just assume he prefers John.
Pretty much.
John here, you know, is going to be with us. Of course, it's going to be the normal show. Don't forget, everybody, get your asses in the chat room, spankwagon.net, cam and chat. We can give you guys your spooky props, the last spooky props of the year.
Spooky props. Ooh, the witching hour.
And we'll have fun because we, like I said, do everything kind of half-assed anyway. So here's our half-assed Halloween show. Kick the music. So there you go.
Good music, Greg.
I like that. Where's that from?
Castlevania.
Nice. always give it up for video game props, you know, or video game music, because that guarantees good video game music.
Indeed. A hired goon in the chat room says that my dad should get mad props for being here, and indeed he will.
Okay, but you know what? Your dad didn't get here by himself, so it's not like he walked.
No, I can't really dispute that, you know, I mean, I can't really say, like, well, he appeared, man. Oh, what'd you do, take the bus? Okay, no. I can't
How
say
would
that.
You put the money in the change reader? You don't have exact change. I'm in a box.
You know, it's really funny. If you shake him, he shifts. You can hear the ashes rattling around.
Nice.
When I first got him, too, they like deodorized the ashes. Mm-hmm. Probably because it smells like barbecue. He smelled all flowery.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know if it's worn off just because like the smell died down or because my mom smokes.
You can't tell what's Dad and what's Marlboro.
I know he's in a bag in there. I don't know what it looks like, although I'm not inclined to open up.
Is that permanently sealed or like
screwed? It's supposed to be sealed. I don't know. I don't know how. Maybe it just like pops and snaps into place. I mean, it's not supposed to be.
It's a trick box. You have to like flip a switch.
It's not a trick box. My dad is not the fucking puzzle box from Hellraiser.
I'm just saying.
Let's see.
Rick James says, is it true that Claw's dad is smarter than the average tech employee?
Yeah,
well, yeah, he's dead. He's out of there. Actually, we've talked about this.
Wow, Airwolf got scared.
Apparently. We've talked about this.
What do we talk about?
How it seems that, you know, we talk about our dads. My dad passed away in 2001.
And regrettably, he was not cremated, so he cannot be
no,
here.
No, he can't be here no matter
yeah,
what.
Well, do you have a skull or something?
No.
Dude, I take the good time and effort to bring my dad's remains.
Your dad was sort of like prepackaged. Your dad's sort of the Happy Meal ready-to-go scenario.
No, I don't want to know what the prize inside is. And I'm not digging to the bottom of the bag.
I didn't say it was a cereal box.
Come to think of it, he had a gold tooth. I wonder if it's in there. Or no. If like the guy took it when they cremated it.
Fuck, the guy probably took it.
Yeah.
Anywho, but as I was saying, the whole deal, you know, like our dads, you know, used to have these great fucking jobs. Like, real jobs.
Yeah.
You know, my dad used to build golf courses, and he used to be a plumber, and he used to be... You know, he used to be work for the railroad. You know, Claude's dad. What did your dad do?
My dad was a baker, career baker. He worked in all aspects of the bakery and everything from bread wrapping to baking, cookie making. My father actually baked the pies used in the movie for the Great Pie Fight in the movie. What the hell is that? I forget. It's got Peter Falk and Tony Curtis in it.
Okay.
I forget.
But your dad worked for the Great Race.
Right.
Your dad actually worked for a bakery that like one of the more famous of the LA bakeries that just reopened up a couple years ago.
Yes, indeed.
But, and you know, what do we work? We work tech support.
Yeah, I mean, my father, I mean, I couldn't find the death certificate to bring down here to prove to you guys.
Oops.
Yeah. I don't know where it's at. Anyhow, actually, they give you certificates, you know, like their UPCs and a DVD. You need multiple ones for different, like, redemptions. I don't know. But anyhow...
Redeem 50 points on your dad today!
Yeah, send in 5 grams, get a free DVD. Yeah. No. Actually, you know what, come to think of it, I don't know how much that box weighs. I've never weighed it. Hey, you got a scale at your house?
No.
Yeah, I've seen it.
No, it broke.
No, it didn't break.
It just did. It happened to break right now. Hey. I know.
Why?
My wife's pregnant.
So you're saying your wife is morbidly obese, so much so that she broke the scale.
Damn. No, I'm not saying that. And you didn't hear that because I know she may be listening.
Well, tell me something. Does the dead bother you?
Yes. The dead absolutely positively bothers me. Why?
Why? It's not like my father's going to hurt you.
No, but I don't know. It's just how I was raised. It creeps me out to a certain degree. This is obviously a lot better than when you said, oh, hey, close your eyes. I got to hear
something. And I dropped my dead father's urn in your lap.
Drops the urn in my lap. I'm like, oh, fuck, oh. You know, no, it's not that bad. But, you know, it's yeah.
Exactly. And what the point we're getting to is, you know, our fathers had legitimate careers in the sense of, you know, like they were noble ones, baking or construction or, you know, trains and stuff. And we're fucking techs.
Yeah, telephone techs. And it's like, you know, there's...
If we died right now, that would be... What would be our profession on our death certificate?
Technical support.
Technical support rep. Fuck that.
That's horrible. That's heinous. You know, there's no glamour in that sort of employment.
None.
It's good employment. I won't knock it.
Well, yeah, it pays
the bills.
But
there's no glamour. It pays the bills. There's no glamour. There's no anybody saying, hey, I'm a... career this.
Well, it's not just glamour. It's just...
It's
not glamour. It's justification.
Well, yeah.
Dude, I mean, there's no glamour in being a garbage man, but that's a... I mean, I it's more, it's a notable career to say, hey,
true.
Sanitation employee or engineer.
True, but, you know, the problem I have with the whole deal is the simple fact that, you know, there are people out there who are career telephone tech support. It's like all they know.
Sad. Anyhow, guess what, folks? If you want to call in, talk to us, or ask my dad a question, he is open for Q&A.
Yeah.
The local number here is going to be 383-8120, or nationally, 1-866-LB-ROCKS. The lines are open.
And don't forget, you can always join us in the chat room by heading your asses over to spankwagon.net.
And clicking on the chat link.
Cam and chat over on the right-hand side.
Indeed, and also like to say, my father will be willing and able to take your questions from the chat room as well, so don't be shy, because he's not.
He's logged into the chat, everything's good, so...
And he's got time, he's not going nowhere.
No, he sure isn't. Not unless you pick him up and carry him.
But anyhow, yeah.
Yeah, I had a lot more news. I had a lot of stuff we could cover today, but I, like, totally
our
left.
Weeks got fucked up.
Well, today, today was a fun day, because earlier this week, my truck, my 96 Dakota, decided it wanted to start dripping coolant out massively. Like, heinously bad amounts of coolant. So, I had to get that fixed. Well, I finally got around to getting it in. Earlier this week, I actually had to get a rental.
Uh-huh.
So I could get to work and school, and then so the wife can get to the doctor appointment and
sure.
work.
I picked out the rental for you.
Yes, you did. We had fun. It was a nice Sebring.
Sebring coupe. Two-door.
Oh, four.
Leather interior.
It was nice. But
premium sound.
Anyhow, sure. Today I get up early. Well, actually, I got up late. Claude here actually was at my house on time. I was just getting up.
I even beat you to the studio.
Yes, you did. That's weird. And I'm in the... Well, I'll get to that in a minute. Mm-hmm. So, anyhow, we, you know... Doing my thing and dealing with the car and the truck and trying to get to work and shit like that. Finally decided, fuck this, I need a car.
He needs a car.
Anybody who's been working with me knows I've been pining to get a new car. Brand fucking spanking new.
Uh-huh.
So today I finally did it. Took the truck in to get it worked on because I need to get that running so I can sell it. And then I decided after that, I go, you know what? I'm getting a car. Need a car. Went out today, went to the Dodge dealership, of course, and anybody who knows me, don't be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
And went out and purchased myself, very cheaply, comparatively speaking, a 2005 Dodge Neon SXT. Fully
wow.
loaded. Fully loaded SXT. All the tilts, cruise, everything like that, you know. So it's all good. It's really good.
Very nice.
Yeah. Ooh, Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hi, yes, I've got a question for Claude's dad.
Shoot.
A couple questions, actually.
Okay.
First off, does Jesus have a live journal?
Well, Dad, does Jesus have a live journal?
Anytime you want to answer there, John.
I'd guess not.
I don't know. Maybe he doesn't do much surfing. I don't think he does a lot of surfing.
Just asking.
My dad wasn't big on the internet, so.
Also, what Linux distro would he recommend for the Scientology-minded?
I don't know. Probably something that's inlaid with gold.
Probably.
Just want to point that out. Thanks for the call.
No problem. Goodbye.
Well, that's very interesting. My dad dispensing such advice.
I know. I've never realized your dad was such a Linux user.
My dad was always someone who was very anti-Microsoft. My dad didn't like, the stronghold grip that computers have on society, which is why he absolutely refused to learn to fucking use one.
There you go. By the way, for the chat room and everybody out there, they ask me, oh, I got an SRT4? No. I got an SXT. I went practical.
Practical.
I had to go
he
practical.
Goes practical. Hey, speaking of which, guess what, man? I got a song for you.
Oh,
to
no.
To celebrate your new car purchase.
Okay.
This one's for you, Trench.
No, thank you.
Trench, you who have just decided to go out and take the plunge financially, who signed a five-year deal with Chrysler because you bought a new car. Yeah.
Okay, what the fuck? Is that another Kids of Whitney High?
Yes. Another great hit from the Trainables that brought you The Insects and Santa's in a Wheelchair, The Kids of Whitney High.
God.
Tearing up
the chart. I don't
even
want to know where you find some of this stuff.
The internet. That's all I got to say.
There you go. But, yeah.
Yes, hopefully so, my dad does not screw up the soundboards.
Yes, I don't think he is, actually, because we pretty much told we didn't give him any audio inputs, we just other than the mic.
Yeah, specifically, also, he's on the other side of this little Berlin Wall, so I don't think he can reach.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of, you know, let's get back to the kind of the car thing there. When we were at the dealership, it was great because I actually had the ability to get this car on a special purchase plan.
In other words, you raped the dealer.
Yes, the car itself was going to sell for like $17,000 after dealer stuff, and I actually got it for
before tax.
I actually got it for like 1%. Below invoice,
and
I got $1,000 back, or $1,500 total cash back, $1,000 from the offer, and then $500 from Chrysler.
But
the people there at the dealership didn't know of this, so they kept arguing with me for the first like 10 minutes. No, we don't know anything about that. No, we don't know anything about rebates. No, you know. And then they came back with the first offer, and it was like 5.9% financing, and it was like no. I don't want 5.9. I want 2.9 as what you advertise on the site. And they're like, well, we can't give you that and the rebate. And I go, no, I just want the financing.
The they got rebates, confused with yeah, the rebates.
The rebates I'm going for are not Chrysler rebates. They're sponsor rebates.
Yes, these are fleet rebates, not sales initiative rebates.
So needless to say, after everything was said and done, I just got like a $17,000 car for like 15. So... $2,000, man. That's a bonus. Anywho, what's up?
Nothing at all. I'm reading the chat room. A hired goon says he read the following on the back of a truck this week. Quote, I have only a few words for you guys who drive neons and Sunfires. You go, girl.
See, now, I don't believe that because, you know what? I like smaller cars.
They are nice. You have a trunk.
I have a trunk again. And
you're
I'm,
giddy. You are just as giddy as the fact of a trunk.
You know, that's the best. Pickups are good. But I can't own one. And by the way, yeah, let's see what he says.
It says, Trench, hold on to the receipt. You can get the sales tax back when you file income tax.
Nice.
Quite possibly. But it was very interesting because you got to screw over a dealer today.
Yes, I did. And I got to do it. I mean, if you want to know pure fucking joy, it pisses a dealer off when you walk up and say, I'm just looking. Or ask him a bunch of questions and then say, I'm just looking. That pisses him off. You want to truly crush their spirit. You talked about the car. You say, yes, this is what I want to buy. And then they go to start talking money, and you pull out the fact that you're going to get this below what they paid for.
Yes.
From the dealership.
And they have no choice to say no.
Yep, they can't say no.
Is that very good. Nice. Now, let's go ahead. Let's make something clear here. For the sales initiative portion, you took the low 2.9% interest.
Yeah, because to me, I didn't want to get raped on interest.
But had you have chosen not to, you could have still got another $2,500 cash back on top of that.
That is true. But I figure if I'm...
Oh, no, I understand.
If I got a five-year loan and all my interest comes out to about approximately $1,500 for interest, I'm coming out ahead. I really am coming out ahead, I think.
I understand. But like I say, right there, it was... You still had the option, so you weren't done reaming them yet.
No, what else happened? I don't remember a lot of it anymore.
It was actually a very interesting day today to see you. First of all, you hadn't even put the car into park, and the fucking salesmen were circling.
They were, because I drove up my Stratus, and they were just, you're right, it wasn't even in park yet.
No.
And they were already hawking me over. It must have been a slow morning, because I think I was the number one sale of the day.
You were.
Like the very first sale that got completed, so... Mm-hmm. What can I say?
It was pretty good, though. But, yeah, tell us about your car. What color did you get?
Well, I got it's a charcoal gray car. It has a nice little four-cylinder. Yes, it is a little four-cylinder. No fart pipes. You know, it has a wing, but it's not like a crazy stupid wing. It actually looks modest. And
why? Because it came from the factory?
Yes. Decent rims, you know. But
got a wing on a front-wheel drive
car. You know, in all honesty, it's probably the first car that I bought that I didn't buy.
You got a wing on a front-wheel drive car.
Yeah. I've stooped that low.
Yeah, it could be worse.
But, you know, everybody kept asking me, oh, you're going to hot rod this? Like, everyone asked, are you going to hot rod this? Fuck no, I got a duster for that. You know, I got a muscle car that can get hot rodded. That's what that's for, you know?
Kind of makes me laugh. Makes me chuckle.
Why?
Well, you know, you're always like, you know, backwards rice it out. You know, for your rear wing on the back right there, mount a bunch of those whistles to keep deer away. Exactly. So no deer will, like, jump out behind you.
Rick James says, four-banger, I know some chicks who are into that, bitch. Thank you. Thank you, Rick James.
Ba-dum-bum.
The ring is probably good. The wing is probably good for fuel mileage. Hey, I can't, bitch. 37 miles highway.
Ooh.
20-some-odd, you know, miles city.
Not bad.
And you know what? I'm happy with it. It's peppy. It's a nice 5-speed. You know, I didn't want an automatic. I could actually talk with my friend Kevin, who will be in tonight, actually, and we'll talk more about why. Not here the show, but yeah. in Vegas tonight. He has an SRT4. He has the fastest Neon in production. You know, I have just a regular SXT, which will commonly get confused for SRT4. I can just feel that coming on now.
Because it's the pronunciation.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, man, 2 out of 3 letters match.
Exactly. So, you know, and he even said, you know what? You have to always get high, you know, high-octane fuel for the SRT4s.
Right.
Out here in Vegas, man, now the all-new high for the highest-octane fuel is 250.
I've only seen one place go higher than Vegas right now.
What is that?
Hawaii.
Oh, that makes sense. Hired Goon asks, any Spank Wagon bumper stickers on it yet? No, but soon.
What? You're going to put bumper stickers on a car?
Not on bumpers. You know I put the stickers on the window.
Fruity ass.
I would.
Why are you going to put stickers on a brand new car? What's wrong with you, boy? Man, my dad wants to smack you now. I can tell it.
Oh, Jesus.
I can feel the anger in
him. By the way, Rick James says, yeah, and it fits nice and compact underneath my Jeep Cherokee.
Okay, and Vakur Undead says, ding, 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 da, da, ding, ding, dum, boom, but I don't know.
Don't you get it?
No.
Ding, 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 ding. God, do we have to?
Exactly,
do we have to play that one? Actually, you know, we have the internet here. I'm sure we can hook up the audio for it. Instead of that, maybe we'll do it a little later. By the way, speaking of fucked up drivers, yet again here in Vegas, yet the fuck again, someone took a nosedive off of
the Golden Nuggets parking garage.
Golden Nuggets parking garage.
Which is being closed.
If anybody remembers, what was it, a year ago? No, January of this year. We talked about this on the show where a couple old people panicked, did something.
I could swear, though, this also happened back in 2000. Same situation, old people panicked, confused. Big city, bright lights. Roaring parking garage. Scary brown people. And what happened?
Scary brown people?
What?
The fuck is... Okay, keep going.
They're old. They're scared. What can I say? So anyhow, what it was is you had these old people right there, and they thought the car was in reverse, and so they hit drive, and they hit the wall, and they panicked.
And they gunned it, and then they totally panicked and freaked out. Studio Gnome! Hi, Studio Gnome!
Oompa loompa doopadee-dee.
They gotta hate us by now.
I'ma jump in front of the camera so you can see me.
Eek.
I have to write a song for that, man.
Yeah, apparently. Something I can hit on a quick button. Anywho.
Yeah, like, I got some new songs, too, I downloaded.
Rick right James now. Says, I guess Flutog is German for Golden Nugget Garage. Because this is the second time a car has gone. This time it was only from the second floor. That's still 18 feet.
It's like the third time, actually. The problem was from the last time, they still haven't even finished up the report about the what the cause and investigation of the accident from last year. But they are recommending that they shut down the garage for further investigation.
Do you blame it? Because those walls in the garage break away so easily.
It's great, man.
I mean, you look at that parking garage, and I mean...
It's like a Japanese dojo, dude. The walls are paper.
Practically, because the car just has to give it just a little bit of effort, and then all of a sudden, the wall just breaks away. And the car just keeps going forward. Now, I think the last one, they fell from, like, fourth story. This one was second story. And these are old people that are, you know...
Did they survive?
The husband died. The wife survived, I think, in critical condition, last I heard. Volkurin dead. Midair farmer's market. Good one. You know, my question is, I think we've talked about this before. I think it's worth bringing it up again.
Okay.
I know we've talked about how old's too old to keep resuscitating, but how old's too old to drive?
In my opinion,
you got old people driving through parking structures yet again.
Once you hit 65 years of age,
Testing every year.
Yes. Every single year.
I think that's completely and totally fair.
The farmer's market.
How old do you want to be when you give up your license? I mean, voluntarily give up your license.
I don't know. I don't even like driving now, dude. You're asking the wrong person. I like being a passenger. I can stare out the window.
Okay, fair enough. How old do you think, how old do you want your mom to be when you take her license away?
I don't know. I never really thought about that.
John, how old do you think you should have been before you had to give up driving?
Well, on his behalf right there, I got to say, he stopped driving in 1998. It would have been 1998. January 1st is when he had his first stroke.
All right. So pretty much then he was done driving at that point.
Yeah. So my dad never said, damn, I should stop driving, you know.
He just kind of said, bleh.
Well, not quite. He wasn't that far around yet. And that's pretty cool, dude. I can hear him right now just harumphing you under his breath. In other words, the ashes are sifting. Shifting.
Any, by the way, if you want to give us, join us here in Spankwagon's Half-Ass Halloween Show. Hop your asses into spankwagon.net, check out our chat room and the cam. You can see us or see Claude's dad. If you have any questions for us, give him the number out, Claude.
Call local 383-8120 or nationally toll-free at 1-866-LV-ROCKS.
Go
ahead, give us a call, talk to my dad, talk with us, chat us up. It'll be fun, it'll be great. I mean, my dad's a chatterbox. He loves, when he was alive, he'd talk your ear off. So it's no different now, except for he just listens a lot more intently.
Which is actually probably a nice change for you.
Yeah, it is, because now strangers don't stop and talk.
Yeah, there you go. So,
yes, I guess being dead does have its advantages for me, at least.
Mm-hmm. I think. Kind of a selfish way to look at it, but that's okay. So, anyhow.
Yes, anyhow. It has been a very interesting fucking day for the both of us. And goddamn, it's only 6:30.
I know. I'm worried about tonight. Because I'm sitting here looking at the time, and I'm like, well, we weren't really prepared.
But I can tell you there's one more thing as well. The car they were driving was a GM product. I'm not sure the exact maker model.
Yeah, it was a newer GM. It probably could have been a
phone call.
Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Gary.
Hello.
Hey, dude, is that hello?
Hello.
Hey, I got two questions. I got a question for John. I got a question for you guys.
Okay.
That's more of a statement. First off, about the whole driving thing. I'm thinking, why don't we be test drivers like we see every 5-10 years up until they hit, say, 65, and then once a year after that? How many people do you know, in the 30s and 40s who drive like crap anyway and maybe have forgotten the rules of the road?
Understandable, but I got to disagree with you on that for a very good reason, and it'll be very shocking right there. If we keep people who are basically able-bodied consumers from driving right there, they're not going to spend money.
Yeah.
And so they're not going to buy cars, and they'll invest in public transportation. Very little-known fact, the typical cutesy little myth of the electric starter was brought about when they said that some guy working for a Cadillac, his son went out to crank his car in the winter one morning. The jack caught, flung around, broke his jaw, and he got an infection and died about a month later of like pneumonia. And because of that, you know, they wanted to... Hold on. And because of that, they wanted to save their life. And that's bullshit. I've talked with several people who are involved in engineering that I've met over the course of a few years here, in automotive engineering specifically. And you know what they're told about the electric starter? One thing. Starting up a vehicle by hand with a crank is too fucking complicated. The electric starter makes it easier, makes it more convenient. And the reason why is there are a lot more stupid people with money that they're willing to spend than smart ones that are.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, anyway, I got a quick question for your dad, and I got off the phone here.
Okay. Go ahead.
Does God like bukkake?
Does God like bukkake?
Yeah.
Let's see. Dad, what do you say? Yeah, very interesting.
Dead silence. I don't know.
Well, he's kind of mixed about it. I guess it must be a holiday thing, such as the Every Sperm is Sacred song. You know, I guess in heaven they recycle. So bukkake never goes to waste.
Well, of course not, no.
Ew.
Okay, back to work.
There's a little bit too much info for me there.
Too much info? How can I be too much info? Thank you very much for the call.
Good night.
too cocky.
I like it funky. You like it funky.
There you go.
Interesting.
I like funky.
Wow. Brings back memories. You know, my dad had a lot of porn dedicated to semen.
What?
What? What's the problem here?
Wait, your dad had a lot of semen porn? What the fuck?
Yeah, you know, like, you know, knob gobbling and stuff like that.
Never heard it quite that term, but okay.
Oh, come on.
No, I've never...
Don't be so fucking puritanesque.
Do I look... Forget it. I'm not even going to get in that argument with you. Actually, you know what? Akari brought a good question up with the
Is
testing.
God Bukaki?
No.
Oh.
That's another interesting question. The thing I was wondering was. Boy, check the soundboard. It was hard to. Oh, sorry.
Well, take a look at that. The thing you're talking about.
The
is
thing
the
I was
testing
saying
for
was
old
the
people.
Testing for old people. No. You don't want to test people every 5 years. First off, there's.
No.
You don't want to test young people every 5 years. I think that people overall are bad drivers. Every single one of us. And I know that you think you're a great driver. I think you're a bad driver. I think I'm a bad driver. I know that people are not going to want to hear this, but everyone is a fucking bad driver.
Well, let's. Okay.
Some of us have better control over our inability to drive.
Well, let's go ahead. Let's take this back a step right there. Mainly, your problem is basically. That you're very self-depreciating due to your Catholicism upbringing.
And oh, first off, stop that shit, because why would we bring in religion? We just ask a dead man if he likes bukkake.
No, they asked if God liked bukkake.
Oh, God likes bukkake. They're really going off on a tangent. Oh, anyhow.
Anyhow, getting beyond bukkake and my dead father. dry bukkake. Anyhow.
sand.
Yeah, mud. Anyhow, check this out. The thing about it is right there, am I a good driver? I've never said I was, in the sense that I obey the law and I conform. I'm a good driver in as I pay attention to what the fuck is going on. I'm a good driver in as I know my vehicle and I know how to control it.
Okay.
I don't fucking slow down because I'm scared and put other people at risk.
Okay, I understand that.
I also... do not speed up when people put their turn signals on. And I hate that. And the thing about it is people are like, why do you cut people off all the time when you drive? Because of the amount of people from California that I've dealt with driving California and here. And I know it's Californians because when I drove with Nevadans only, never had this problem until the California population bomb exploded. You put a signal on, people will speed up and cut you off. So what do? I cut somebody off and put my signal on mid lane change, and that's a habit. It's not a good one. It's not safe. I'm going to agree.
You know, but
it's something I've had to learn to do.
But do you think right now, driving for as long as you've been driving, do you think you could, by any stretch of the imagination, go out and take a test again, a driving test, and pass?
Could I take a driving test right
because
now?
Because that's what it would be—is a yes. Driving test.
Yes.
Okay. I don't think a lot of people could. If anybody has any opinions on driving tests, let's add to this.
However,
call us up.
It has to deal with the environment. I don't know. Have you ever driven me at night when it's like very dark? I mean, you know, other when I'm not tired specifically, but if there's no cars around, I'm a very relaxed
but
driver.
That's just it. There's no cars around. You sit and freak out, and that makes you a bad fucking driver because you have. You know, the freeway panicking.
I don't have freeway panicking.
But if you stress out, if you freak out because of other people on the road, and you're more calm when they're not, that's something wrong.
And you think that makes you a bad driver.
I had the same problem. I absolutely had the same problem. Because back home, mid-fucking west, you know, and here I am panicking when I get up on the freeways and the highways. Out here, I finally broke it because I had to. I couldn't be freaked out. I'm just trying to say... Everyone's a bad driver. You know, every single one of us.
No, not every single one of us. The part of the problem here that we're discussing right there is we're talking about who's a better driver in a melting pot of America called Las Vegas.
Okay, forget melting pot, though. If you're testing people to drive, you know, that's we're all going to fail. I mean, there's something, and you're right. If people feel intimidated to the point, they are going to invest in public transportation.
I mean, it's like, you know, what's a good driver? Is it somebody that slows down... goes the speed limit, stops before they turn, looks both ways, always has to slow down to a dead fucking crawl, or you know, what's good driver? Is it the, is it the person that can get on the highway, travel at a safe yet efficiently fast speed, and get to their destination safe?
True. You know what? I got to interrupt. We got to change topics. Diggs, the station manager here at the mothership, just got hopped in the chat. First off, he's laughing because we did put the headphones and microphone on Claude's dad there.
If you can, Diggs, I would highly recommend that you get to prove your point to people, get a screen capture of that. They'll love it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, go for it. he's calling us sick. You two are sick. That's nice.
Why am I sick? I'm sick. I'm not the one inviting in fucking female ejaculates and having them fountain everywhere.
Good point. Oh, my God. Diggs just happened to op Claude's dad.
Great.
Your dad now has more chat privileges than you do.
And he's dead.
You know
what? How you can also tell my dad is a shit? My dad is dead. He is stuffed in an urn, yet he got higher billing than Quiet Riot on the LV Rocks page. I don't know why!
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, isn't it?
So, yeah. Anyhow, where were we going? Oh, yeah. Anybody, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you got old people driving through parking structures.
Yeah.
You have parking structures that are obviously failing to do what they need to do. Sure, you can park there.
Our roads and our system. And if, you know, if a car can drive on it out here, it's decayed.
Pretty much.
We have, like, no infrastructure.
So.
It's fucking horrible. I mean, the thing about it is, you know, for good drivers and whatnot, you know, the problem is it varies because we have so many different people here. I mean, some of the best drivers in the world are going to be people in Germany, and it's not because it's because they're safe drivers because they know how to handle the car, number one. Number two, they pay attention because it's so expensive to get a driver's license. And number three, they're such good drivers, that's why they can have an Autobahn, no holds barred, balls to the wall.
A five lane interstate that says left lane is the fastest, 101 kilometers fat or plus, you know, and steps on down from there. No, I agree. I understand that. You know, I'm not arguing with that. I just don't think that doing a test like that, I agree, it won't be good, and it should never be done.
Yeah, because it'll cost us too
much.
But
people are bad drivers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So.
And like I say, most people out there, yes, they're very bad drivers. The only time I see a good driver, it's the people who get the fuck out of my way, or at least, you know what, I don't interact with.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, coming back from the chat room, we're flipping between topics here. Diggs goes, I figured Claude's dad being, I don't know what that's supposed to say, I guess we'll just call it dead, would ensure the utmost in respect. No. What are you typing? Oh, no. Should I moderate the room and only give voice to Claude's dad? that's irony. Oh, Rick James got a screen capture. I'll remember that later.
Hey, there we go.
Anywho, so yeah, people going through parking structures, people can't drive. I mean, and you were going to mention they had a Chevy Lumina or something like that.
Yes, they had a GM product. And check this out. Since 2004, all GM vehicles sold will monitor your speed and your braking and everything right there.
Mm-hmm. Get into it.
Thank you. Now, General Motors specifically states it's for research for cases like this, and in this case, to find out
what the fuck happened.
Right. They're monitoring that box to see, did he switch out? Did he panic?
Mm-hmm.
When he hit the wall, did he fucking hit the gas harder because he was old and confused?
Right,
or,
right.
You know, did he tap the brake first and maybe the foot slipped? That's what they're doing to find out. Now, the problem that I have with that shit right there is it also keeps track of the date and time as well. Now, who's to say that in the future, if all our cars don't have this shit, let's say you get pulled over by some cop, all right? Now, I'm not talking about you were pulled over for speeding. You're specifically weeded out anonymously from traffic because for whatever reason, and then they go ahead and they scan that computer and see when you've been speeding.
Like, see, now that, you know, again,
and that's a concern I have about that system.
We've talked about that, you know, I mean, just the black box and you know, they could tell you, like, you know, oh, yeah, you're going this fast, and, no, we're going to give you tickets, like, recursive, you know, take a step back and give tickets and shit like that.
Yeah, it's, you know, and that's some shit that really seriously worries me, that, you know, they're going to go ahead and try to really fuck you up even more financially by doing all that shit.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I, myself right there, dude, you know, I have a serious beef with traffic cops.
Yeah. I mean, I understand completely. I mean, I'm a shit driver myself, so I don't know. I mean, I will admit I'm a poor driver. It pisses me off that others don't. Dude, I love that shit, and it's the stupidest Flash thing ever, and it's super fucking addictive.
Smoothie says OBD1 for life, and I'm going to totally agree with that, because you know what, with OBD1, as I've seen on your truck and my truck that I had, mm-hmm. you can just shove your key in, flick the ignition switch a couple times, and get your error codes without any further equipment.
I know.
It's absolutely great.
So, hey, you're listening to Spank
Wagon Radio.
Only at
spankwagon.bftp.net. We are the punishment of the internet.
And we want to remind everybody, if you want to talk to John, that would be Claude's father, dial in. What's the numbers, Claude?
The numbers are going to be 383-8120. Nationally toll-free is 1-866-LV-ROCKS. The lines of despair. Call in now.
Or maybe not now, because I think we need to head to break right now.
Hey, you want to hear some really great fucking Halloween music?
Sure. Cool. By the way, you're tuning in to Spank Wagon's half-assed Halloween show.
That's right.
I'm Trencher.
I, of course, am the irrefutable Claude Balls, and we'll be right back after these songs from our sponsors. Not sponsors.
They're our sponsors? I want my money now, bitch.
Well, these people who graciously decided to help our cause by having their music traded for free on the internet.
Pirate
Spank Wagon Radio. I'm going to go to the next one.
Thank you.
Oh my God, we're back from break. You're listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
Only at
Spankwagon.net.
I guess earlier we said VFTP again.
Yeah, damn you.
You know, well, you only use that site for how many years? You kind of get hung up on it a little. But anyhow, hey, I'm Trencher.
Of course, I'm Blood Balls.
And we're giving everybody like the 30-second warning to get your asses into the chat room now.
And by the way, 383-8120, directly in Las Vegas, or toll-free 1-866-LV-ROCKS.
Give us a call.
Somebody called during the break, and unfortunately we didn't answer.
No, we missed it. You were a dick, but
yeah.
But anyhow, give us a call, but right now we're gonna get ready for Mad Props. Yes, this is a part where we acknowledge you,
the listener, you, the brave soul,
you,
the loyal.
I was gonna say you, the lawyer. That'd be scary enough.
The lawyer.
Get your asses to the cam and chat and join in the chat room, and we will give you your spooky props.
Spooky props.
Why don't we cue that up now?
Spooky, spooky props.
Careful, man. Gotta watch out for the fake voices.
Yeah, I know. I'll fuck up my mind. We'll be able to speak.
All right, first up this week for our spooky props. Let's give it up to the man, the station manager himself, Diggs.
Mad props.
Let's give it up to the man who got scared at the urn, Airwolf.
Mad props.
He's Canadian. That's scary enough. A hired goon.
Mad props, eh? Do they celebrate Halloween in Canada?
I don't know. Probably don't. Atheists all. Let's give it up to the man who freaks out at phone calls. Let's give it up to him, Chazad.
Mad props.
He's Rick James, bitch.
Mad props.
Let's give it up for Smoothie.
Maddest of maddening props.
He's the fault. I still say VFTP. Virtual One.
Mad damnation.
He truly is dead. He's Volkurin dead.
Mad bra. Mad bra.
And finally, Zombicari. He'll toss your salad and eat your brains.
I had to think, dude, is he supposed to, like, toss brains and eat salad? Mad props. And, of course, there is actually, of course, Smile Man.
Who is dead.
My father.
Who is dead and in the studio.
And he's there to take your calls. 383-8120 or toll-free 1-866-LB-ROCKS.
You just hoard out mad props.
Yeah, yeah. Mad props to my father, John Rennie. Mad props. Kicking my chair. So, big ups to me, old man. Mad props to my father.
And that's Mad Props.
Thank you everyone for participating. Of course, Wildfire would have got some Mad Props if that person had stayed there.
Chicken! Could have stayed and gotten your Mad Props. They're free! I bet you don't even go around and get to collect free food at the grocery stores when they give it out, man. You're like, no, I wouldn't want to try that little sausage link. No, I wouldn't want to try that little cup of ice cream. I'm a pain in the ass.
I bet you're the kind of guy that'd fuck another man in the ass and not even have a common goddamn courtesy to give him a mad prop.
Damn straight. And that was this week's Mad Props. Of course, next week we get to go back to normal.
Yeah. I mean, not really too much spooky. Yeah, well, I mean, there's the Day of the Dead, but that's not really a Halloween holiday.
No. Well, everybody in the chat room was wondering if Canada actually did have a Halloween. All Hired Goon goes is, hey, boo, huh? Hey, boo, eh?
Makes me wonder, you know what? Shit. What's the number for the Canadian embassy?
I don't know.
You want to call a Canadian embassy?
Yeah, we'll do that sometime.
Do you guys have Halloween?
Dude, that's it. We could call into the guys of someone who's thinking of moving to Canada to avoid the upcoming draft.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, by the way, if you want to go ahead and give us a call, the lines are open. Give that number one more time when they can do actually hear it below the music.
1-866-LV-ROCKS or local 383-8120. Call now.
All right.
Yes, so thank you, everyone.
I think it's time we go into our second constant gag bit that we always freaking do.
Yes, we can go ahead and do that.
All right, let's do
that
now.
Glad to see it to you. It's just a freaking gag bit.
Hey, everything's a freaking gag bit today.
All right, everything is. How about some special music for a special guy?
Or just some special music for the better day.
You don't like that?
It's a little weak, but it's good for last minute.
All right, fine.
They'll figure out what it says. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Dead Celebrity of the Week! This dead celebrity, legendary radio DJ John Peel, passed away. Peel, whose career in radio spanned 40 years, was on a working holiday in Peru when he suffered a heart attack. Peel was a long-running BBC Radio 1 DJ, and he hosted several shows, including Home Truths, and was one of the few DJs who played new music and cut sessions at the studio.
Wow.
You'll hear John Peel sessions, or you'll hear people talk about Peel sessions. Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. John Peel, legendary radio DJ, 65.
John Peel died. Dead.
Dead. Like, totally dead. They gave up on me.
Maybe not suicide, but I feel this is appropriate. Send the wrong kind of message.
Yeah. There's your Dead Celebrity of the Week. So, now what?
Undead says, I think Claude's dad deserves Dead Celeb now. Well, I mean,
a little posthumously, maybe, but...
Yeah, man, I mean, unless, like, God, touch the mic. Tastes like Greek. Anyhow. it's a little late for my dad to be a dead celebrity since, it's been a while now.
Since he's died.
It'll be almost 5 years soon.
Yeah.
Coming up.
Yeah. So, all right. Hey, by the way, total sidetrack, actually, because we were talking about other things. Like, this weekend... We're actually heading out to the NHRA AC Delco Nationals. That's pretty cool. Cause I was mentioning my friend Kevin's actually going to be here in town. I got to go pick him up at the airport later on tonight. And get to go out there, and we're going to actually be up really fucking early tomorrow to go see drag racing.
Yeah, and I got to go to
all
a party.
All fucking day.
Yeah, and I got to go to a party after this, too. So.
That's great. Yeah, like it's a going away Halloween-ish sort of thing going on.
Yeah.
So many plastered people there. You're going to be so late for tomorrow.
It's going to be horrible.
Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
You were asking a question about Canadians having Halloween.
That's correct.
Yeah. Is this Goon?
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'm Canadian. Yeah, we got
congratulations.
Halloween. It'd be on Sunday.
It's on Sunday.
So you guys do celebrate Halloween as well?
Yeah, just a second. Let me turn my phone up. All right, there we go.
Okay, right. Cool. So yeah, you do celebrate Halloween in Canada.
Yep. Yeah, we do.
I mean, we're going to sound completely ignorant, but we're asking these questions just to get them out there.
Yeah.
Any differences between Canadian Halloween and American Halloween?
What's your American Halloween like? You guys just have kids going around trick-or-treating or what?
Right, pretty much it.
Yeah, Halloween, basically in America, we raise our children to never accept candy from strangers except for the one day of the year where they go out in the middle of the night and knock on doors and beg.
Yeah, that's basically what we do.
Is there like
you get the odd jackass teenagers that'll fucking burn something down or anything.
Right, okay, all right. Who is this, by the way?
This is Tyler.
Okay.
Piggy Mac in that chat room.
Cool. Now, out of curiosity as well, are there any additional follow-up holidays? Is there like Boxing Day for Canada where the help gets to take home the leftover candy, like the dum-dums?
Boxing Day for Halloween?
Well, okay, I think what he's trying to get to is, you know, like the day after holidays, you know, like, you know, you have the day after Thanksgiving, which is actually more of a shopping holiday, shit like that. And the only reason
I don't think we got the day after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Our Thanksgiving is actually a different date than yours is, too.
All right. Yeah. that's true. It's on the calendar. It throws me off every year.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Yeah, like, all we have is Boxing Day.
And by the way, the chat room's asking, what province are you from?
Saskatchewan. Try and say that one two times fast.
Wait a minute. Are you from Saskatoon?
Actually, originally from. I live just outside of there now.
All
right,
cool. Right.
Sorry,
on.
We just have to ask.
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling.
Yeah, not a problem.
All right, have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
Wow.
Very interesting.
Well, the only reason you have to ask about stuff like that is because, like, the Mexican Halloween is so different.
Mexican,
you know, the
don't
Day
don't
of the Dead
Halloween.
Is... Well, exactly.
That's not Halloween, goddammit.
Oh, enlighten me, please.
Dia de los Muertos is celebrated upon 2 days.
Okay.
You're going to completely fucking try to torque me up by asking me some asinine question about another culture.
No, come on.
All right. The first day of the Day of the Dead, what you do is you mourn the dead. Give them offerings, whatnot. You pray at their graveside. There's basically five things that are huge for Day of the Dead that you have to have. Number one, some sort of like a Diego artwork.
Okay.
Number two, candy skulls made from sugar that you eat.
Right on.
Number three, usually like whiskey, or for children, it's going to be like candy of some sort, like tamarind. Number four, it's typically going to be lace cutouts. Number five, the absolute biggest thing of all for the Dia de los Muertos is going to be marigolds.
Why?
It's hold over from the Aztecs.
Okay.
They used to celebrate the gold marigolds. So basically, on the first day of the Day of the Dead, what happens is... you mourn the dead, you remember them, you give them offerings. It's supposed to be the one day of the year where your dead relatives come back, and they're there with you.
Okay.
Now, part two, the second day of the dead, is the problem is it's nice to be here, but you don't want them to be eternally lost. So what happens is everybody dresses up in costumes, and they celebrate. They party hardy.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is why they dress up as skeletons and things like that is to scare the dead, to remind them you're dead, go back to the netherworld.
Okay.
So you don't get lost and think you're alive, hence become a ghost.
Got it. Okay. And that's kind of why I was asking, you know, is there a difference in, you know, even
yeah,
from a Canadian
it's
to
not Halloween.
You know, a Canadian to an American culture, you have to ask questions like that because it's so different from, you know, Mexican to American. You know, sure, it's not Halloween, but
it's a holdover from the Indian tribes.
Okay. All right.
From way back in the day. I don't know if it's Aztec or Incan.
Okay,
I honestly don't know.
And that's legitimately why I asked, just that kind of a question.
But seriously, it's actually, and I think you should really look up the Day of the Dead for your fears.
Yeah.
Day of the Dead is actually a celebration of the dead. You know, say, hey, man, we remember you guys. It's cool, man. Have a little tequila, you know.
Okay.
It's actually not a morbid holiday at all, even though it may sound like it, in the same sense that my father is here right now.
Right. By the way, could you give that pronunciation again a little slower?
Dia de los Muertos.
Okay, so there you go. There you got a little bit of culture today on Spankwagon. Who knew that was going to happen?
Hey, Spankwagon, we're entertaining.
And
we get an educational grant.
Yeah. Switching topics, actually. Here's another music topic that I found earlier this week. It was talking about, you know, we're going to tie this kind of back into what we were talking about, the driving earlier today,
okay.
Earlier this show.
Sure.
They were talking about show or stuff you should never listen to and stuff you should listen to while driving. And here it is the it's a list of like five songs you should never listen to while driving. And let me just give the five that says don't. The Ride of the Valkyries.
Okay, now that song right there, it's fucking great, okay? Everybody says that if you're going to go buy a car, don't buy a car with rock and roll programming into the station, because that means the person before was a bad driver.
Okay.
Okay, I can tell you from fact, and especially like Beethoven or Bach, you know, some Clockwork Orange shit.
Okay.
You put classic music on, I am bad out of hell on the highway.
Let me get through the list of stuff you should not listen to your car and driving. And if you have any of these, we'll play them. If you have any of these, we can maybe pop them in and play
certainly,
them.
Certainly.
So I'll just get it a little ready for that. Of course, Ride of the Valkyries by Richard Wagner.
I have that if you want to hear it.
Let's hear that.
Let's see. Here we go.
Don't listen to this while driving.
I killed the rabbit. Killed the wabbit. Killed the wabbit.
That's exactly what it is. Okay. Then the next one. Firestarter by, or excuse me, Dice Irae by, looks like from something called Requiem. I'm going to assume it's a musical or an opera.
Got it, man.
Firestarter from The Prodigy.
Yeah, I got that.
You got that? So then you hear another song you should never listen to. This will kill you when you're driving! You will die!
Unpunishable torment and damnation.
Hey, your dad's getting down.
Oh, yeah. That reminds me, Mad Props are over. I gotta take a slick of liquor.
Okay. So now, a couple other songs. Red Alert by Basement Jacks.
Don't have it.
Okay. Also Insomnia by Faithless.
Don't have it.
But these are songs you can listen to while you're driving. Let me start with
them. They recommend.
Yes, these are, you can safely listen to while driving. You know, as long as the volume isn't turned up too loudly, they kind of covered their ass on that one. But no, they're saying Breathe Easy by a boy band Blue.
Don't got it.
Too Lost in You by a girl group called the Sugar Babes.
Never heard of it.
Exactly. Notice this one here. Another World by R&B singer Lamar. But I'm going to skip number two for a good reason and go right to number one.
Right.
Number one is Come Away With Me by Norah Jones. Number two, however, and keep in mind, we say number two, track two. That's a hint for our longtime listeners. Track two is a song that they recommend while listening. And if anybody knows what track two is, great. If you don't, check it out.
I strongly disagree, and you guys are about to find out why, so here goes.
Track two.
Track two.
Track two. Track two.
My sorrow, no tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. People run in circles, it's a very, very...
K, Okay, I got to bring this up in the chat room. Tiggy Mac says, "Wow, listen to this music. It made me want to run people down."
It's depressing.
Okay, this okay.
Hold on. Let me cut back for the. Here we go.
Okay. Tiggy Max would kill himself. Now, what's worse is when we were sitting there, and this was in my car, and this was actually my truck at the time.
Jesus. Okay, check this out. True story.
And for I know a lot of you have heard it already. We're going to say it again.
Yeah, because it's just so great.
It's perfect for today.
Trench went on vacation back to visit some relatives, and I had to watch the house and the cat, and at the time, I went ahead and drove his vehicles.
Yeah.
Now, in the process...
I swear to God, he ate my food, drove my vehicles.
Yeah, in the process of this... I'm like, I wonder what he's got on the CD here. And I'm like flipping around the CD. I'm like, it's all right. And this song comes up. And I'm like, what the hell is this? I don't know the name of it. It just says track two on the...
I might think because I just burned the disc and just didn't label it.
Right.
You know.
So I'm like, what the hell is this? I'm like, find it. I'm like, well, it's kind of... This is down, man.
Yeah, it's a downer song. But you know what? You know, anybody who actually...
They would like finish. I'm like... Track two, repeat.
Yeah, hit the button again, track two. And I'm the same way. I didn't even know he was doing this because I was in there, and I would listen to the song. I'm like, I like that song. I really like that song, track two. And I'd hit the two button, of course, to bring it up. So there's a little bit of synchronicity here because track two is number two on this list of songs you should listen to while driving. Although everybody, or not everybody, but several people in the chat room are saying, this is a song I'd kill myself.
Well, hold on. Let's get even better. This is the original copy right here.
Yeah, this is original. Now, this is a Tears for Fears song, the original.
Back in the 80s.
Back in the 80s. So check it out. We'll play just a little bit of it.
Yeah.
A lot of pep. More peppier.
Very mechanical.
Yeah, I can agree to that. Fast, very fast, you know, very, very speedy, very fast,
yes,
you know.
Yes, yes. Just now we have another one. This is pretty good.
Which one is this?
This is by Evergreen Terrace.
Okay.
They did a cover of the song. It's very metal-esque.
Sounds like a tune-up. Now, that one, you can't drive while listening to that one, because you will then be too aggressive.
And my opinion is the way in which they sing that song really kind of kills it.
You think?
Yeah, it the meaning is lost on them. Now, I have a final one, which is acoustic by Finch. This sounds like somebody who's like a depressed cancer patient with a terminal illness. You hear this song, you will feel this person's pain.
All right.
So let me play some of this for you guys. Thank you.
This is heinous. John, you haven't said much yet. What do you think about all these driving songs? I mean, when you drove, you know, what did you really get into?
You don't want to know.
Come on, John. What's up? Come on. Tell me.
Bring back bad memories.
What did... Okay. He's not going to share...
Circus music.
What? Okay, give me an example.
You would play like John Sousa Phillips.
Like, do you have any examples?
No, I don't. I really don't. However, you know, my dad did like vaudeville, so
okay.
You know, let's go ahead and
let's try that.
Let's do a tribute.
This is something similar to what your dad would listen to while driving.
Somewhat.
Okay, fair enough. He had a record player?
He had a tape deck.
Okay.
He could use to record, so.
That's just... Kinda how could you listen to that stuff, John? Jeez. Anyway, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
We're going to hell.
And back.
Hey, man.
You're listening to the half-ass Halloween show. And there's the reason. He's the ass. I'm the half.
It's more ambient.
Yeah.
Goth music.
Hired Goon on his car's gramophone. Right on, Goon. Right on.
He's got like one of those Victrolas and shit, and it's like, you know, hooked by rubber band to the flywheel.
That's great.
Yeah.
I like that.
Increase the tempo, hit the gas. Woo!
Who needs 78? Let's hit 7,800. Spank, Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Well, hello there. How's it going?
Not bad. How are you? Who's calling?
Not bad. Hey, listen. I'm not listening right now. What are you guys talking about?
Well, we're talking about how exactly do you lose your virginity when you're 32?
Oh my God!
Yeah, we had a caller a little bit ago who said that, you know, he was still a virgin. He was 32 years old. He really didn't know what to do, and we were, you know, since we're in Vegas, obviously somehow we must be experts. I don't understand that, but go figure it.
That's really weird.
Yeah, it is.
32.
32.
There's something wrong there.
How old are you?
I mean, first of all, to question it. I mean. It's obvious, right? There's one piece goes in another piece. Well, what exactly was he wondering about?
Well, how to meet chicks.
How did he fit?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. What did he say his name? I think he said his name was, like, Kilroy or something. And how do I meet chicks?
Oh, my God. Oh, that's just sad. Must be an anime fan, that guy.
Something like that. What's up?
Caller, are you there?
I'm still here.
Just checking.
Oh, hey, I've got a question for Claude Zab.
Go ahead.
Yeah, does Jesus cry every time a fanboy loses a seed while he's watching Jedi?
Damn, what is it with everybody wanting to know? Was your dad that close to God or Jesus at all?
Not really.
Everybody has asked the question, does Jesus like Bukkake? Does Jesus like this? Now you're asking, does Jesus cry every time someone jacks the Jedi? Unreal. Everybody's questions don't have anything to do with, so is it nice? Was it what you expect to know? Everybody wants to know what Jesus is doing. Everybody has this big fucking hang-up on Jesus.
Well, you know, it's pretty interesting right there. I think, well, my father's definitely he's a good controversial guest. It's kind of like that crossing over show. I think anytime we have a religious debate, my father will be on here to clarify things.
Well, obviously, because everybody thinks he knows Jesus personally.
Well, he's dead. You do know Jesus, apparently, a lot of people say.
Is that how it works? I don't know. I'm an atheist.
Oh, okay. Well, just because you don't believe in the same gods.
I don't believe in any god.
Okay.
There you go.
You don't even believe in yourself as a god.
But yet, you don't believe in God, but yet you want to know his opinion about something with Jesus, who you don't believe in.
I believe in Jesus.
Huh?
Hey, here, no. Real guy, not a prophet. Okay? Real guy, had a lot of good ideas, not a prophet.
Okay, so, all right. So you believe him because he had good ideas and he was not for profit.
Yeah, you got it?
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Kilroy.
You are welcome. Bye.
Bye.
This is just a totally interesting night here on Spankwagon Radio.
I think it is. There's something about it. Everybody, though, has seriously asked questions about your dad and Jesus.
Yeah, my
they
dad.
Must have, you know what?
My dad's real close with Christ, apparently, yeah.
Oh, you know what, though? At least,
He's the Lord's press secretary at this point. What's your take on Bukkake?
Look at it this way. Look at it this way, though. At least they're positive enough that he went to heaven. I mean, you gotta look at it on the positive. At least they go, you know what? Claude's dad went to heaven. He didn't go to hell. No, he went to heaven. We have people who aren't even listening to the show call in and ask about Jesus and your dad.
Yeah, that is a good thing, a positive outlook. Why don't we have your dad on the show? We could do a remote broadcast.
That might be a little difficult. He's a cornerstone right now, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah, we could.
I don't know
I bring
if, you'd
my dad
hear,
along.
If you'd hear my dad or you'd hear the generator powering the microphones and computer.
It'd be fine right there. My dad can come and go play with your dad.
There you go. They can all be... Well, my dad's more biodegradable, and your dad's just dirt.
He's not dirt. He's ashes. There's a difference.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, okay.
He's already biodegraded.
Yeah, beat him to
fire.
You beat him to the punch. Hey, here's a nice fucked up thing. We're, you know, talking about the dead. God, I don't remember what state this is, but there is a wonderful... Where is Sheboygan? Anywho.
Is Shamanoff from there?
I don't know.
They were at Woodstock.
Check this out. A woman was arrested Tuesday night for stealing her boyfriend's remains from the cemetery over 10 years ago. Follow with me here. This Michael guy died at the age of 27 in 1992 from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Basically, they received, law enforcement received hints that, hey, his remains have been stolen. They exhumed the body. They revealed that his cremated remains were missing from the grave. Memorabilia such as beer and cigarettes that had been buried with him were gone as well. Beer and cigarettes.
Beer and cigarettes.
Yeah. Detectives, I love this. Detective Smith and Jay. Love that.
How more generic can this
then,
get?
Then performed an extensive investigation, ultimately leading to them to a chick by the name of Karen, who's now like 44. The detectives executed a search warrant on her home with the assistance of the Sheboygan Police Department. The suspect was hiding. She was in the shower, but she wasn't showering. There's some fucking detective work in Sheboygan.
Wow, man. If JonBenet was killed there, she might be alive today.
No. If JonBenet was killed there.
What did I say?
If JonBenet was killed there, she might be alive today.
I meant they might have found her killer by now. God damn, man. I think the vapors have been leaking from the urn.
Nice. Basically, though, they're saying that, you know, she was in the shower, she was hiding. She kept the cremated remains in her garage, had identical things to also make them believe that they were the guy, you know, this dude that died. Some of his memorabilia was also covered. Basically, they believe she drank the beer that was buried with the remains as well.
She's thirsty, man.
Apparently. Digging up in her is hard work. They basically arrest her Tuesday. She was later released, though, with a November 15 court date. She's not very cooperative during the interview, but they believe they know her motive. You see, they were living together in the early 1990s, both married to other people. The relationship was stormy. Alcohol and domestic abuse was going on. When this dude shot himself, you know, the chick was there. And then the family of the dude blamed her for the death. So we have someone digging up guys' remains.
Wow, man, that's all I gotta say.
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking wow.
By the way, John Spartan. Wow, she steals one person's ashes while millions of others have died since then. Good job, cops. You know how to spend your money. So you're upset because they, you know, went after someone who basically violated the grave. They didn't know if it was a person doing that innocently. Well, not
okay,
innocently. They didn't know a person was doing that to get back to their boyfriend.
Other than trespassing,
it could have been vandalism.
Other than trespassing, what's the problem? I would drop
okay,
the case.
Okay, one, trespassing. Two, okay, something like that, that's a little more sacred. You can't do that shit.
Stay out, Oompa Loompa.
Oh, Jesus, Studio Gnomes again. Fuck, every time we do a show, they're like, oh, we're going to walk right on through. We're going to, like, try to look innocent.
Jesus
Right.
We didn't have as many interruptions when we broadcast in public.
No, we didn't. As a matter of fact, it was sad. In public, we didn't have any interruptions. That's almost sad. Anywho.
Tits on screen.
That's the problem. The Oompa Loompas recommend tits on screen.
We got dead man's ashes, dude. We have his dad here as our special guest.
If you don't believe it, you can take a look.
We wired the mic. He's wired. He's for sound. He can hear everything.
He can take your questions.
I'm incredibly frightened
at this point. Why is that?
Why would you be frightened?
Wow. That's great, man. We reached the lowest common denominator of human fear.
We just scared people with ashes in a tin can. Yeah. Door. So anyhow, yeah, she's stealing. Now, why do you think you could just get away with the trespassing?
Well, Door, I think that since there's really no harm, no foul there,
Door.
I think it's not really a problem.
What do you mean? I mean, okay, they don't know whether or not the ashes were dug up because of, like I said, vandals or
that's
people
true.
Looting.
Well, I can understand that, thanks. I just don't think it should be pursued. As a desperate woman, I think she should possibly, I think she should definitely be sentenced to some sort of, like, counseling.
Well, no
as
shit.
As an alternative to any kind of punishment. But that's it.
Okay. By the way, just kind of mentioning here, the screen, of course, looking at our chat room there, of course, vouching for tits. We'll work harder next time on bringing, tits to the studio. I just don't think he'll come willingly.
He'll kill our gain the first time he laughs. And every time he giggles too hard, he coughs up blood.
So anyhow.
I think, coughing up blood would have been good for a Halloween show. Maybe we should have invited him.
Yeah, maybe. We already got Dead Man Remains here. Why not go the full nine yards?
Yeah.
Have someone die on, for the show.
Yeah, I feel we're far more extreme than those Cannibal Corpse posters in the bathroom.
Of course, Cannibal Corpse poster in a bathroom is pretty hardcore.
Yeah, but...
I mean, you're sitting there taking a crap and you're staring at, like, blood posters and, that art. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but, I mean, right now, dude, we have dead human remains with us here on the show. How many other people... I got some right here.
No, I'm itching myself.
Oh.
No, you got remains on your chin. What the fuck? No. All right, everybody's starting to vouch for tits on screen.
Bone.
Ah!
Oh, yes.
Anywho.
New Nabisco tits. Thank you, Chizad.
Tastes like a cracker with cheese.
Ah. Cheesy. Discharge.
Flamunda cheese.
Discharge. Ew.
Anywho.
I wonder what ice cream would taste like if it was made from breast milk. Did I ever have this conversation with you?
What?
Like dairy products.
Where the fuck did that come from? Let's hold on to that show because I know we're going to be doing another bad food show and maybe we'll figure that one out later. Because I know we have another bad food show.
No, I'm not eating any dairy products your wife produces. That's just...
Now, we'll just call it soy milk and fake it for you. Just saying.
Great. The new mom of today is a soy mom. I mean, she's Asian. Anyhow.
Anywho, where are we? I'm out of stuff. Do you got anything you need to add today?
No, I really am just at this point just going free for all, going gonzo style right there.
Great. Go somewhere.
Ooh. Yeah, I'd like to, although I got to fill up my car's radiator first.
Again.
Yeah.
Too bad I left all my coolant bottles on my truck. Anywho.
I have a coolant bottle in my car. But anyhow, yeah, it's been a very interesting day, and I still have to go to a party after this. I need to sleep for NHRA tomorrow.
So anyhow, you've really been listening to the Spankwagon Half-Ass Halloween Show.
Yeah.
We appreciate everybody calling in.
That was very
even
good.
If you don't listen, they're going to hear that in the archive and wonder, huh? Oh yeah, okay. So do you want to run the wrap up? You want to run the wrap up earlier? You want to just try to stretch this a little thin?
I'm stretching thin. I'm going to fart.
You're really stretching thin. I'm already there. Shit. Anywho.
I downloaded some anime porn. You want to see that?
No.
Come on, it's really good. Check this out. You're going to love it.
No, 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 no.
It's great, man.
No thanks.
Wuss.
Well, why don't we just do the noble thing?
Yeah, I guess.
Back out early since we were so... Everything was so fucking shit. This week sucked. Next week will be a better week.
This week was, very interesting, to say the least.
So.
Of course, we also got Jesus and Bukkake in the same sentence this week, so it wasn't like it was completely...
We got Jesus and everything in the same sentence this week. Again, let's just go back to that. Everybody thinks your dad is associated with Jesus.
Yeah, man.
The studio Oompa Loompa, though, once they realized we were, in fact, serious, there's dead remains here, ashes of a dead person. They freaked out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, I
pretty
guess,
cool,
does
huh?
this mean us like we're the fucking kings of hardcore, you know, just crazy
are,
shit?
We
I don't
are.
Know. Anywho, why don't we go ahead and, it's early, but, you know, fuck it, 15 minutes.
You want
roll
to?
Roll the finale, please.
All right, so you want to go ahead and you want to do something a little more Halloween-ish.
Hasn't that been the theme? Or have you forgotten?
No, let's go ahead. We'll play a goodbye theme. Spank Wagon Radio.
You've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio, only available at spankwagon.net.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am the irrefutable quadraphonic Ayatollah known as Claude Balls.
And we want to first thank our special guest, John.
My dead father.
Thank you, John. We want to thank every single person who's called into the studio tonight and spoke with John. Want to thank everybody hanging out in the chat room one more time.
Thank you all. Mad props. Some of you didn't get mad props because you didn't show up in time. Just want to say that's your damn fault.
I want to say a big thank you to our syndicates carrying the Spank Wagon Radio Show. Want to say thank you to Radio306.com, which is located out of my favorite place to say, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. Want to say a big thank you to PlanetRadio.us, who's located out of Florida. Please don't fuck our vote.
Hey, man. 30-some-odd thousand absentee voter ballots lost so far.
And counting. Want to say a big thank you to LV Rocks for putting up with our shit another week and allowing us to bring in John, the dead remains of Claude's dad.
That's right. Well, maybe they're not dead. Maybe there's some bacteria that's been growing in there.
I don't know. Does a cantaver expand in the cold?
I don't know. I mean, it's not like he's like Tomaine, dude.
True.
Botulism in a can of beans.
True. I'm your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am, once again, Claude Balls.
Remember, I'm sorry. Remember to check out Spank Wagon on our website, spankwagon.net. Everything on that site is user-contributed. Make yourself useful. Contribute.
Indeed. Spank Wagon Radio. Thank you, and good night.
Thank you.